This video is dedicated by Dr. Shalom Huberfeld and family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aharon Huberfeld, Alav Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to a King Monobaz. This is a reference to one of two possible Monobazes, known as Monobaz I and Monobaz II. They were kings in the region of Adiabene, which is north of Babylonia, or in the northern part of Babylonia, and the other name that's associated with them is Queen Helena. All three of them were extremely philo-Semitic. They had very close relations with the Jews of Israel in the first century. Monobaz himself was known as a very charitable king, very kind king, and so on. They fought alongside Jews against the Romans in the first Roman-Jewish war that resulted in the destruction of the temple. Fascinating story. Now, in terms of biography, it's even a little weirder. King Monobaz I had a sister named Helena, and as was apparently the custom in many ancient societies, they married and they had two sons. So Queen Helena, King Monobaz I, had two sons. The elder son was named Monobaz as well, Monobaz II, but it was the younger son that the elder Monobaz wanted to rule. At least Queen Helena and her son, her elder son, converted to Judaism. It appears that the older brother, Monobaz II, also converted to Judaism. They were very much connected with the land of Israel, as I mentioned, and in the end, Queen Helena actually elected to be buried in Jerusalem. Her tomb was discovered in the 19th century, and in fact, the sarcophagus that contained Queen Helena is now in Paris on display. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.